that's really good marketing as well. Having people behind with confidence is going to be pretty nice.
Yeah, I have three questions for you, Leonard, if that's okay.
Yeah, sure.
So it's kind of, I think we've talked about it, and with any kind of marketing, it's always, will the dogs eat the dog food? And it seems like early stages for a coin, it's about, will the developers jump on board? Do you guys have, like, what's the strategy for pulling the developers over and getting more developers interested in working with or paying attention to the platform early to kind of be ready for it? Because I know that when you look at what Solana is doing, the great big achievement is they talk about how much is already being developed outside of, like, in their ecosystem, but definitely outside of their team of core developers on their platform. Right. That's question one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you want me to go for the other two, or you want to answer them one at a time?
I'll answer this one first, and Anu, you can jump in as well. So the idea with rallying the developers and actually getting them to be convinced and get on board, there's two parts to it, right? I mean, there's one, obviously, in terms of our marketing, in terms telling them what it's capable of. And that's a more broad spectrum approach, right? We're telling the entire market what it's capable of incrementally, and we talk about the developments. So developers understand that something is possible on a particular platform by the use cases that actually run on that platform. So if you're doing our live streaming, or if we do the trading bots or do any of this stuff, and we talk about decentralized AI, we talk about decentralized bot computing, and we talk about blockchain, developers already know when they see this kind of stuff, which is what we're going to push when those milestones are completed. And we're going to be pushing those milestones, obviously, through marketing. That's when they understand the capability of the platform, right? We can talk about how capable this platform is. Many developers would look at our stress tests and say, hey, this is pretty convincing, right? But there needs to be a little more marketing when it comes to those things. And those things will happen incrementally. So one is, when they look at the actual use cases running on it, then that's the proof of the pudding, right? They'll say, okay, this works, and it works like this, and this is what's so special about it. Whether that's resilience towards DDoS attacks, whether that's all of the other stuff that it can do, it can use decentralized nodes on people's laptops, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they'll say, okay, that's pretty cool. I'd love to be able to develop on that. And then we look at, targeting developer communities within certain platforms in social media. Let's say we're talking about Medium or Reddit or any of Steemit or any of these platforms, and we actually push that as much as we can at that point when those milestones are ready, right? So that gives developers confidence. Sorry, what was the other part of your question?
It's just, how are you going to get them on board?
So the other part is, developers also want to know that this is not going to be a painful process for them to be able to actually come on board and start developing for the platform. So one of the things that, like I was talking about earlier, which is the platform terminal, what that allows developers to do, because of the way that we're actually building it, is it's a much easier and simpler interface for developers to use to plug into the network and also execute certain commands that they don't have to keep coding all the time, right? So when we everything that we are designing, right? We are asking ourselves lots of different questions. Yes, it's the power of the platform, right? We're building a powerful platform. Is it going to be easy to use, right? And not everybody answers this. If you look at other blockchains, they're not necessarily easy to plug into. And the point is that they figure, I guess their approach is, if we build something great, let the developers who can figure this out, figure it out and actually come on board. But we're not going to be spending too much of our time actually creating applications that make it easy for them to use. And we're not saying that this is not a blanket statement. Obviously, lots of people are actually working on stuff like this. But this was our approach right from the start, that are we going to be building something that's going to be easy enough for developers to use? Will they like using it? And will they be able to create what they need to create by using that? And that's what we're doing. So the adoption will come through, one, building these things, and two is obviously talking about it at the point that we actually hit those milestones in terms of use cases and hit the milestones also in terms of the platform terminal. So the platform terminal is also on our roadmap, right? So I hope that answers that question.
Okay, so it's general marketing, then specific developer marketing, then basically ease of use, specific design towards developer.
Yep.
To try to get rapid adoption.
That will be a multi-layered message, right? So whenever you talk about marketing, there's always key messages and then there are supporting messages, right? So our key messages are obviously mostly platform related, the hyper capability of the network, the decentralized bots, decentralized AI, high performance blockchain. This is all our core. That's all our key messaging. Everything else that supports that ecosystem is what would be the supporting messaging.
Excuse me.
Yep.
Excuse me.
Yes, Anand.
Yeah, because when we work on the roadmap and we design everything, we understand that our situation is quite different from other projects when they try to attract developer to their platform and try to grow and compare their success with that achievement. But we develop a smart bot and decentralized bot. And the one thing people may not notice here in the decentralized one, anyone can interact with smart contract and they know nothing to stop the bot to connect to any DeFi system. You know, even other blockchain with their development and their grow in DeFi or their ecosystem, even we are the most happy people because our bot can plug into this ecosystem anytime. So the way we do it, we develop exclusive bot with their intelligence and plug into different ecosystem and exploit oil. that is what I want to mention here. The success is our happiness.
So what you're saying is that your blockchain eventually you're gonna develop it where let's say if somebody wants to purchase a token off of another blockchain, they're able to?
No. Our blockchain can be a database, a network database for our bot only. It doesn't have to serve all the purpose. So the bot connect to other ecosystem to interact with the smart contract, thousand thing the bot
it can sound,
ecosystem.
It sounds like you're saying that your bot is agnostic, that it can be used.
Correct. So for example, the bot can work with Binance Smart Chain on DeFi product like PancakeSwap, like Unpacka Finance, or like any system that allow us to interact with the, they have smart contract for the bot to interact, and there's nothing to stop our bot.
Okay, so one strategy designed for one type of bot can then be used across many different platforms in many different ecosystems.
Yeah, correct. So the ecosystem grow, that means the bot can do, can plug into the ecosystem. I don't know how you can imagine it, but it even only one trading bot, you may have multitude state for it to
Each bot has a strategy and the ability to take that strategy and apply it